Tuesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Sierra Doctor. We'll also hear from Randy Conan and Whitney Pittman. We'll start with Crop Watch, brought to you by BASF, A Country Farm Credit Services, Prairie Industries, and Bayer Crop Science. I'm here starting off Crop Watch in Edgeley, North Dakota, with Edgeley, North Dakota farmer Mike Brandenburg. Mike, tell me a little bit about what field conditions are like.
Well, Sierra, it's pretty wet out there. In this area, wet anywhere from an inch and a half to a half an inch. So some areas up north by 46 jet area were able to go, but right around Edgeley here, it's pretty wet. And so you got to pick your fields. You got to go around and find out where you can go, and it's pretty slow. But we're picking away at it, doing a little bit here, doing a little bit there. I'm actually getting a load of fertilizer this morning. We're at the fertilizer plant. We're able to do a little bit of that, and so we're trying to seed some corn and some wheat and some beans, and everything is kind of slow.
Yeah, any of your planting plans change at all with how late we're getting the fields?
Well, we're getting to the end of the wheat. I mean, it's really getting hard to seed wheat. We're going to seed a little more just because we got some, but I say that window's starting to close because it's getting to, you get caught in those hot summertime in July and August, and you lose a lot of yield if it gets caught in that hot time. But we're going to seed a little bit more, but we're still focusing on the corn and the soybeans because usually the season runs that way. But we haven't given up yet. But if it rains again, it's going to get harder to seed corn. So we'll keep working on it.
Yeah, and I think everyone's pretty thankful. We've had a few good days here to kind of dry out, and hopefully there's a few more in the future.
Yeah, that's what we need. Yesterday, I was driving around the pickup going about 50 miles an hour across the field. My pickup's all full of mud and dirt. That's how we're checking the fields. It's pretty tough out in some of those fields. There's water running off the hills, and it's a mess. It's kind of a mess. That's what we got. But we work through it. That's what we always do. And wait for it's sometimes in this country it's too dry. And so you love the moisture, but just wish it would come at a more opportune time sometimes.
All right, and our second stop here on Crop Watch is with State Senator and Windsor, North Dakota farmer Terry Wanzik. Terry, tell me a little bit about how planting conditions are right now.
Well, obviously their conditions aren't exactly perfect. There's been a lot of rain, and of course we had a lot of snow this winter that had to melt, so we're trying to be patient and hopeful that the day will come where we can, cover most of the ground. Right now it's pretty wet in spots.
What are you all up to today?
Well, today we do have some of our help are out culturing and cultivating, trying to dry the ground out to prepare it for seeding. We want to put some more corn in. We did get a few acres in here before this last week's rain. We've had in our area about 6 inches of rain within a week's time. So it takes a while for that much rain to dry things out.
As far as planting plans, has anything really changed with how late we've gotten in the season? And what are you all putting in the ground?
Well, we actually do have our wheat seeded, the acres we're going to put in, but of course, over the past few decades, our crop rotation has turned more to soybeans and corn and edible beans. We do have about a fourth of our corn acres in, and our plan is to continue on unless, of course, we keep getting rain and we get into June. That might change to more beans, but we're hopeful that we can get our original plans done yet, barring the weather.
And for our third stop today, we're in Carrington with Bayer Customer Business Advisor Justin Cook. Justin, tell me a little bit about how fields are looking around your area.
It's been really wet. We've had like 4 to 6 inches of rain in the last 10 days. So field work is just getting started again. And there has been basically nothing done yet.
And what do you have doing today?
We are putting a plot in over by Goodrich.
Alrighty. What kind of advice have you had for farmers as we've come up along here and later in planting?
We are advising people not to be switching corn maturities, and the corn is still going in, and maturities haven't switched yet. And the soybeans, I think everything's still on target for what we were planning.
You know, as far as getting fertilizer applications done, are farmers wrapping that up or just starting?
The fertilizer just started again yesterday, so the spreaders are going, and they're able to start working it in again ahead of the corn planters.
You know, you mentioned switching corn maturities earlier. Is there a certain turning point where farmers might need to start looking at other maturities if it gets too late?
Yes, I would say by May 20th, guys are going to start backing down maturities from 89 down to 86, possibly.
And what kind of products do you think are successful that Bayer might be able to offer this season?
Yeah, we got a lot of 3648 going in the ground, 3185. We have some new ones, but they're limited supply. But that's the main ones around our areas, 3648 and 3185.
And Justin, what all areas do you cover with Bayer?
I cover up and down the 281 corridor and east and west, but from basically Devil's Lake down to South Dakota.
And how has planting conditions really varied across that region?
So, yeah, it varies a lot. If you get north of Carrington, probably 20 miles up toward Devil's Lake, they've been going pretty good there. They've been missing the rains. So I think a lot of guys are done with small grains, corn. There's a lot of corn that's been in the ground. And then you get south of Carrington, Jamestown south, it's going pretty well down there too. There's pockets that have been missing the rains.
Thanks, Justin. That was Bayer Customer Business Advisor, Justin Cook. And thanks to all the farmers that stopped and chatted with me here for Crop Watch. Crop Watch, of course, brought to you by Veristo Herbicide from BASF, A Country Farm Credit Services, Crary Industries, and Bayer Crop Science. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.